Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Shalia.
It's good, I'm Jordan.
Hey everyone, it's Vanessa.
Hey y'all, what's I'm up, Ambria.
What's up, and everybody?
We have... Oh, well, he has to do some stuff, so I ain't got to say much. Lauren is in the building! Hey! Made little debut. What's up? Thank y'all for being with us today. We got a great show for y'all. Miss Mulatto will be here with us today. She's going to talk about everything, give us all the juice we want to know. You know, I'm ready for her to dog out Super Peach. Okay, maybe not a little bit too much, but you know I'm ready for that. Also, find out who is going to play Michael Jackson. And here's a hint. He's not black, and you're not going to like it. Also, we're going to play our infamous game of Shade or No Shade featuring Mariah Carey, Nick Cannon, Macklemore, Blac Chyna, and the Kardashians. You don't want to miss it. But first, let me talk to you about these movies that's coming out. So first, we have 50 Shades of Black. Now, I've been waiting for this. I think this is going to be better than 50 Shades of Grey. It's a parody of 50 Shades of Grey. Instead of Christian Grey, we have Christian Black. It's starring Marlon Wayans. Vanessa, how you doing? As Christian Black, James Seymour, and Mike Epps. I'm ready to see that. I think it's going to be better than 50 Shades of Grey. What y'all think?
Definitely. I am so ready to die laughing.
I can't say because I've never seen the other movie, 50 Shades of Grey. So I don't think
really?
It's going to be funny. I won't get it.
I mean, 50 Shades of Grey wasn't funny. But
I mean, black people always do it better anyway, so it don't matter whether you've seen it or not.
I don't.
All right.
I don't see no point watching.
I do.
I mean,
I have to go see it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna
say that for me.
Funny.
I don't see no point watching it for me because I won't get it because I never seen 50 Shades of Grey. That's like a female movie or a couple movie.
I mean.
All right. Well, you ain't gotta go watch. You don't, but it's Marlon. It's going to be funny. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Second up, we have The Finest Hours. This is based on a true story, and it's kind of messed up. On February 18, 1952, a massive storm splits a boat in half, trapping more than 30 sailors inside the tank's stern. A Coast Guard orders a rescue mission. Bernie Weber takes three men on a lifeboat to try and save the war. See, stuff like this got me second-guessing whether I want to go on a cruise or not, because I haven't been since, like, 2004, and I keep hearing about these boats crashing and stuff, and I'm like, dang, do I want to go? But I think it's going to be a good movie. It's starring Chris Pine, Casey Affleck, Ben Foster. And finally, Kung Fu Panda 3. Yay, even though I've never seen the first two, but this should be good. It's starring Joe Black,
really?
Angelina Jolie. I have it. Jackie Chan, Lucy Liu, Seth Rogen, Al Roker, and more.
You mean?
What?
You're not the only one. I ain't never seen them either.
I have. I love Kung Fu Panda. I can't. I'm gonna go see that movie.
Well, I never seen it. I may. And it got a lot of great people in here, so whatever. All right, it's time for our vote. 50 Shades of Black. Tick it or skip it. I'm gonna say tick it. I gotta go see it.
Skip it.
Oh, Jordy.
Skip
say,
it. I'm gonna say skip
I'm
it too.
Say,
is everybody
I'm gonna say tick it.
Or what?
I'm going to say ticket. I said ticket.
Ticket.
All right, 3 tickets. You're going to Hollywood. Just kidding. That was lame. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Have y'all watched real quick the new American Idol, though? I think they're trying to really hype it up. Like, say this is the last one so they can get all the ratings. Because last season they had like 2 million viewers, and that's horrible for American Idol. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
More people listen to our show than watch that, actually. And that says something. Okay, Kung Fu Panda 3, ticket or skip it? I don't know. I may say ticket. What about y'all?
Skip it.
Skip it.
Ticket.
All right.
You got a ticket, man.
All right, 3 tickets. That's another
Julia.
One. The finest.
Julia.
Jordan, what?
You already know my routine. I don't never go to the movies, so I'm going to say skip it all the time because I'm going to watch it at the house.
I already know. Bootleg King. That's how we do it. I haven't watched bootleg since, like, 2008. Do y'all remember that period of time where everything was just bootleg? It was a period of time where all the movies I watched were bootleg, and it just – I'd rather go to the movies. But anyway, the finest hours. I already know Jordan not going to see. He's going to bootleg, illegally download like Vanessa does to music.
I'm
never supports people.
Definitely not. I have an iPhone, baby. You can't. No. Please don't do me.
Mm-hmm. What that mean? Take it or
what
that
mean? You can't
house.
Bootleg
take it.
Nothing, like.
The movie's for
all
right.
The finest hours? Oh, you said the movie. It may. Who in the world is that? Okay, I don't know what's going on. Vanessa, what's going on in this world?
Okay, so in this crazy world that we live in today, there's
wait a minute, hold up. Jordan, is that you?
No, that's not me.
All right, Vanessa, keep going. I got caught off guard. I don't know what that was.
Okay, so in this world today is a former Louisiana children's TV show personality, also known as Mr. Wonder, who got arrested for his charges of child sex abuse. And back in 1979, he presumably sexually abused a few kids from a camping trip. Like, he took them on a camping trip and he sexually abused them. They told their parents and he fled the country and went to Brazil and Rio de Janeiro and 2 other countries. After he fled, he was running like from the police for over 40 years and he just got caught. So he's going to court on Wednesday, and they're going to decide what they should do to him because it's been such a long time, but I'm pretty sure he's going to go to jail. He's like 79 now, so he's going to just die in there. But
crazy. Better late than never, I guess. Some people get away with stuff.
Yeah.
Be thankful for that. Jordan, since you're making all the noise in the back, you must be excited about what's going on in sports. So give us the juice. What's going on? Okay, well, what's going on anyway?
We all know David Black got fired last week. So now everybody calling LeBron a coach killer. They think LeBron had something to do with it.
No.
He probably did. LeBron knows everything in the sports world probably about now. I guess. Ambria, what's going on in entertainment?
Okay, so it's like the ultimate Twitter beef. Kanye West versus Wiz Khalifa. And y'all won't believe why. So,
why?
Wiz Khalifa, he tweets something along the lines of, take a hit of this KK and be yourself. And so Kanye West flipped out, and he just assumed that he was talking about Kim Kardashian when he said KK. But Wiz set him straight and was just like, KK needs weed. Now you need to go back and focus on your album, which he did try to let swish or whatever it was. But Wiz Khalifa was telling Kanye West how he's not wavy and all types of stuff. And so Kanye West decides he wants to change the name of his album to Wave. But that's not it. So Amber Rose got involved. And she basically said something that's inappropriate, but I'm going to tell y'all. She said that she told Kanye West, she said, oh, you missed me tickling your butthole. And then she put a hashtag that was not going to stick. But it was funny. So ultimately,
He probably do. You know Amber is more realer than Kim anyway. He probably missed that realness.
That is so crazy.
A black queen.
She is. You always can separate a fake butt from a real one. But anyway, all right, y'all. So much news coming up. That was a big rap beef. And our next guest, Miss Mulatto. So excited. I'm going to play a song by her, you guys. It's called Outkast. And you really listen to the song, hear her struggles, and it's just a really great song, and I love it. So without further ado, here is Outkast by Miss Mulatto.
Is this Miss Mulatto? Miss Mulatto, hey, I'm the agent from the other day. Hey, I can hook you up with so much stuff. I just need you to come in, and I can make you famous.
You wouldn't believe what I've been through, and I'm only 16. I'm a nice kid, but this industry mean. Now that I'm on big screens, they begging like a crack fiend. I'm sick of them asking how they can get on my team when all I did was work for it. And you expect to jump on, think you in the studio one day and get a hit song? Boy, you got this all wrong. I'm like, turn the lights on. It's hard to see who real out here when they know you gon' be some. What if you had a dream? And they crushed it. They told me to my face I won't never be nothing. And I'm talking adults hating on a kid. I'm just writing and performing, recording what I was blessed with. I had a couple fake friends that I mistake as real. They say I'm stuck up, they chasing me and I'm chasing a deal. No wonder why my heart cold, it froze like Mayfield. All you see is glitz and glimmer. You don't know how I feel, for real.
Oh, girl, did you see her? Like, I don't know why she doing all that. She really thinks she all that, but she really not nobody. Not nobody around here. She don't look better than me. My boyfriend can't see her, girl.
Been doing this for 5 years, and I can't even quit if I wanted to. Y'all got the nerve to tell me that I'm being rude. And to be honest, this ain't something you can relate to. I'm just pouring my heart out on tracks like I'm supposed to. All she rap about is money, jewelry, cars, and clothes. But what if that's the kind of life I'm living, though? What if it's my job and I gotta rap about what they want? I am just a kid and I'm making this money on my own. So excuse me if I flex with it. Up late nights, early mornings, getting checks with it. I'm a little girl in a grown man business. And I'm out here getting it. Who cares if I'm independent? Most girls don't support cause they feeling jealous. I'm just trying to show the fellas that we can do it better. They don't hear me though. They on the other line with a dial tone. I'm just on the phone repeating hello.
Oh my gosh, Miss Mulatto, like, I'm your biggest fan. But they say that your hair's not real. Like, do you got weave and all that jewelry? Is it really yours? Like, they say that your car is rainy for real. Like,
comparing
seriously.
Me to other kids, you just can't do that. The only thing we got in common is age, and I proved that. At first they was like, who that? And I do not mean to brag, but the same people that doubted me asking for their career back. Just keeping it 100, cause it's gonna be so funny. They gon' ask me for some money when the road no longer bumpy. Remember that? I call it fake facts. They stabbed me in my back and I'm supposed to act like they supported me from way back. Like, girl, where you been at?
humble, never changing like these thermostats. They call me cocky, they don't even know me. All you see is YouTube videos and Twitter, homie. It's deeper than this rap game. My blood won't support, cause I don't do a sport. Ain't that a shame? But y'all think this easy. You couldn't do what I do for a day. Please believe me. Sleeping on the TV. TV to the yo. Yo didn't skip dinner cause I got another show. But I ain't even stressing it. Females at my throat, they just mad that I'm relevant. I'm doing me, so I'll never look back at what I could have been. And with me from the bottom, selling mixtapes where you should have been.
Yes, so real, so raw. I love it. Everybody, welcome to Ignite at Night, Miss Mulatto. Woo!
Let's freak out.
Hey, okay.
Hey, Miss Mulatto, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Miss Mulatto, how you doing?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can, yeah. I don't know what happened. Okay. But, yeah, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, I'm excited. This is so cool. I watch you every week. Now I talk to you. Yay! Okay, but, yeah, thank you for being with us. So, first, tell everyone about yourself. Tell everybody who is Miss Mulatto. Because we see you on TV all the time, but a lot of people really don't know exactly. So why don't you tell everybody in your own words, who is Miss Mulatto?
Yes, I go by the name of Miss Mulatto. I recently just turned 17, so now I'm a 17-year-old rapper, actress, model, writer, party promoter, DJ. Like, I do it all. And now I'm a reality TV star, the rap game every Friday.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start rapping, and when did it hit you that you wanted to do it full time, that it wasn't just a hobby, but this is what I want for my career?
Yeah, actually, the realization of that took about a year. I started rapping when I was 10 years old. Around 11, I had a talk with my dad. He sat me down and just asked me, you know, are you sure this is what you want to do? Like, you're signing up for a lot. You know, then, you know, you don't really understand what's going on until you're actually in the situation. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So at 11, I started, and I quickly realized what he was talking about.
Oh, I know you did. And by listening to your single Outkast, which I love, by the way, and I love the video too.
Thank you.
It really talks a lot about like what you've been through and people, you know, who probably weren't with you in the beginning, but now, you know. So tell us about some of the struggles that you may that you have dealt with as being a young female rapper, trying to differentiate yourself
definitely.
From people, you know, younger people
right.
who may not really be lyrically as talented as you. So tell us about some of those struggles.
Yeah, it's already a struggle in this music industry alone, but being a young female, that's just two odds against me. You know, you're constantly disrespected at shows. Nobody takes you serious. Especially just being a kid, as well as a female, it's just, like I said, it's just two odds against you. So, you know, I try not to use that as an excuse. I just take it. And, you know, use it as motivation. I don't need a pity party. It just makes me go harder.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. So, we,
okay.
like everyone else, got to know you from the rap game. What was the what was the process of you getting on the show? Like, how did you get to be a part of it?
Yeah, yeah, to my attention, I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but they tell us that it was a selection through YouTube. They say they picked the five kids on YouTube with the highest numbers. So,
no.
Okay.
Pretty simple and short, right? And one thing I do like about this show is, like a lot of reality shows that do competitions, it's usually like an elimination. But with you guys, what is great is that, you know, he has the hit list, the top five. And for me, actually, the people that are in the top five, I feel like they can still learn, like taking all this information, which is good.
Yeah,
but
if this was an elimination show, who would be going first?
Besides Lil Poopy, I mean, we already know he would have been definitely going the first episode, but who would be going? Who do you think?
Hey, I'm Team Poopy all the way. But
I am too, but this is the rap game. You know, we got to be a little tougher than that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're all hungry for the same spot. I'm not going to discredit anyone. I feel like we all are here for, well, are on the show for a purpose. I feel like we all deserve it. So I wouldn't know who would be eliminated first. I know it wouldn't be me. Let's say that. Let's just say
that. I do too.
What made you call out Peach for not writing her rhymes?
Oh, me and Peach, we're both from Atlanta, so I was somewhat familiar with her before we went on the rap game, and that's just word in Atlanta. That's just word on the street that she didn't write, and I basically just got firsthand view on that, and I had to call it out.
Had to do it. And okay, so who do you feel like is your biggest competition maybe on the show?
I feel like my biggest competition is myself. I feel like
I was waiting.
Yes.
I promise you I was waiting to say that. I'm so serious. That's always the best competitor,
like,
that's why.
Yes, I beat myself up a lot or just stressed it out too much at times. I was definitely my biggest competition on the show by far.
You did, because when you got to number three, well, that's the last one we saw, you were not having it. You weren't even having it at number two,
which
I can understand.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening right now, just tune in this Friday. I promise it won't happen to you.
Oh. A little inside scoop, I guess we got. So, hypothetically speaking, say if you weren't the last person who, well, I guess the winner of the show, who do you think would be the winner? If it wasn't you, hypothetically speaking.
If it wasn't me, let's just be all the way 100. First of all, I feel like me and Nico are the most developed in the house. So if I don't take it, I would happily let Nico take it. Let's say that, if you understand what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I do.
I agree.
And actually,
agree
for real,
too.
I did actually tell my mother that, and this is true, I'm not just saying this, I said the top three. Well, I did say Super P just because of her attitude, which is, now you gotta admit, Super Peach is great for entertainment. She may not write the lyrics, but Bow Wow didn't either, and Criss Cross, they didn't write, you know. So that's what I said.
Oh, yeah,
I'm definitely
not the one for this. Yeah. I'm not for discrediting anyone. She's talented.
She is, yeah. But I think, as I was saying, as far as lyrically developed, you know, we knew Nico from the song Okaden, and then you lyrically. Those were always my top two people, so. That's great, yeah. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, me and Nico have done projects together. He has a song on YouTube called A.N. is Here. I was the lead girl in it. Yeah, me and Nico were very familiar with each other prior to the show.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to check that out.
Hey, so do you have any advice for anybody that is your age that wants to pursue a music career?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always say be persistent, be dedicated. People kind of tend to slack just because of the perception of a rapper's lifestyle seen on media and other things. That's so fake. what these rappers are feeding you is fake. It's, you have to take it just as serious as your friend going to college to be a doctor. You have to study everything every night, every all day. Like there's no off time.
That is true.
Okay.
Lil Poopy, I hope you're listening. She just gave you some life changing advice. You have to study. you have to do all that. No, Jazz. I do love Lil Poopy. I do. But you are the oldest, and you know. Yeah, I think you are. But
we are all the way Team Poopy over here.
Always Team Lil Poopy, so cute, I love it.
Yeah.
You were also in your video, Mush Mouth, I noticed. Was that Super Peach in the video dancing? I thought I saw her, or was I tripping?
Yeah, that was Peach. We had a video shoot, an open video shoot, and I guess she heard about it and came for a cameo.
No, okay.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. No, that was nice. What else? I wanted you to explain really quick. What's so funny?
Y'all
are just funny. But, no, we're not. We just, you know. I didn't know if I was tripping. I was like, this looked like Super Peach, but, you know, I'm too into the show. I didn't know what. But, yeah. So far we've seen Ludacris, T.I., and Da Brat on the show, and they had many more. Have you met Usher yet? Because we saw that he was going to be in the show. So have y'all met him yet?
Yes, you gotta stay tuned. We met Usher. I'm not sure what episode that will be on, but yeah, you guys saw Brad. You still have to meet Jagged Edge on the show, Usher, Silento.
Oh,
that's
gonna be great.
Oh my gosh.
That is so great. How does it feel to at least meet all of these people at this, you know, one time? Because, like, probably every week you're seeing a new celebrity. How is that experience? That must be really exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. The first episode when we were in the room with everyone, I don't know did you see the first episode?
Yeah.
I've been tuning in every Friday, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was intimidating. It was super exciting but super intimidating. But other than that, I've met a lot of these artists before going on the show because I've been working before the show in Atlanta. So, like, me and Silento grew up together doing shows at the same age. So, my dad has worked with Cars and their videos and stuff. So, it was cool, but it was very familiar at the same time.
Mm.
Okay. Now, do you know how many more shows we have until he announces who like is the winner, or how much more is it? Is it a lot more, or is it like we're almost there?
I'm not sure. I just know there's 8 episodes.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we're on the fourth. Was halfway there.
I think we're coming up on the fifth one. So.
That's great. And also, I wanted to ask you about, I think there was some controversy surrounding Miss Mulatto, like a lot of people didn't like it for whatever reason. What was that situation about?
Yeah, the term mulatto is not just something that I just decided to call myself with. If you Google it, it's a term, it actually has a derogatory past to it. It's a term for mixed people, biracial people, black and white, that was used in slavery days. And I decided to take the negativity and make something positive out of it. I used to be very insecure about my race growing up. I was bullied about it. I used to hate the way I looked. So, like, the term used to be negative, and now I'm using it in a positive light. It kind of explains my life in the meaning as well.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm glad you said that. I always knew mulatto was black and white, but I never knew it was, like, negative. I thought that's, you know, what they just called it. So I'm glad you did explain that. So where do you see yourself? I usually ask people 5 years for now, but I feel like I don't have to say 5 years. I could just say a year later because I know you're going to be, you know, bigger. So I guess where do you see yourself in the near future?
I mean, any adult in the industry, let's just say, stay out my way, because in a year, I just turned 17, so in a year I'll be 18, and I'm gunning for everybody. I'm not just kid rapper anymore. You know what I'm saying? There's no limit.
Yeah.
The sky will be the limit. So
yeah, I know
you gotta stay home.
And last question, who are your influences?
Oh, yeah, I said it on the show as well, but Tupac definitely lyrically, Left Eye for her originality. And the older I get, I've been doing, you know, some research on my own, not just listening to what I've been growing up listening to by my dad and my mom. I've been doing research on my own. So right now, working with Brad and stuff, she's definitely also a major influence on my career.
All right, that's good. Great influences. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. So I'm glad I talked to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I do want you to know, seriously, you're my favorite. You'll always be my favorite, and I've always said that.
Hey,
Mulatto.
So. I'm
the yes, Mulama. Whoop. Okay, we're wrapping up the show. But yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. Hopefully we'll cross paths one day. I'm in Atlanta, you're in Atlanta. If I see you, you know, be like, hey, I interviewed
you,
you know.
We gotta
link up. Yeah, we do. I'll be fine. But yeah, thank you. We'll definitely be tuning in every Friday. Team Mulama forever. Tell Lil Poopy we love
him.
We're fans of him. We love Lil Poopy. We love all of them, actually. BS. Give Lil Poopy a special little shout out for us.
We will. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for
talking to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, yeah, so there we have it. Miss Mulatto. I really do love her, y'all. Like, seriously, ever since the show came out, I took a good look at everybody. She's really always been, like, my favorite. Her and Lil Nico, and I still do like Super Peach. I love her attitude, I will say. But, yeah, hopefully we answer all you guys' questions. I know I was talking a lot, but I had to get every question out.
Girl,
so make sure you're
I
looking
see.
Out for, now, come on. I watch the show every Friday.
So do I.
Yes, I mean, you know. All right, guys.
I really like
coming
show,
up,
though.
We have some more news and entertainment for you. We want to play a special game of Shade or No Shade. You don't want to miss it. But first, you guys know Alicia Keys' birthday was yesterday. These January birthdays, I mean everybody's birthday in January. Doesn't it seem like it?
Won't be a hater. It's still a Sagittarius.
No.
It's Aquarius season now, so whatever. But here is a throwback jam, one of my favorites. Here's a girlfriend by
Alicia. Yeah, yeah. What? Yeah, yeah.
2000
I didn't blend in with Alicia.
No.
Oh.
No,
not
baby,
at all.
No.
Oh, I thought I blended in. I was going to be like, oh, they still think it's Alicia, that I was going to keep on James. Okay.
No, you thought wrong. You thought.
I did. But shout out to Alicia. I love you. I guess shout out to all the all the mixed people. We had Mulatto, we had Alicia Keys, you know, we got our little swirl going on, I guess. You know what I wanted to ask her? I wanted to ask her about her hair. It's so pretty.
I wanted to ask her.
Why didn't you ask her then?
Who are you talking to?
You. You said you wanted to ask her about me.
You know
what
I was
asking?
Okay, here's the thing. Could anybody speak over you, Shalia? No.
Yeah,
no,
you
nobody
could
not have spoken.
Yeah,
no.
Come
on. When Shalia do interviews, she cut everybody out.
No, I don't.
Yeah, she do. You be in your zone. It just be you and the person interviewing.
To let y'all come up with your own questions. First of all, I said two questions. Y'all only said, well, Vanessa, you had two, but it was the same as mine. So I just said it. But come on. Okay, Vanessa, what did you want to ask her? She may hear it and email me back or something. I don't know. Okay, I guess nothing. But anyway, very beautiful hair. Check in with Mulatto. And make sure you tune into the Rap Game every Friday. So we haven't seen Usher, Silento, and Jagged Edge. And I can't wait. I really love the show. It's good. Shout out to you, Lil Poopy. We love you. We do. All right. Moving on. So, guys, we all know about what's going on at the Oscars. And what happened? So, basically, you know, at the Oscars, they really let anybody who's in film or television usually come. But they did the unthinkable. They did not invite not one member of the cast straight out of Compton. So none of the cast are invited. The only people related to Straight Outta Compton that are invited are the two white screenplay writers who wrote the screenplay. That's it. That's messed up.
I hate when people start talking about this because when they talk about it, it turns into a race thing. I don't like that.
What you talking about? It is race. What you saying?
We still in races, but that's why we can't get it off our head. So everything, like, if black people can't and not invited, you know, everybody thinks it's a race thing. I'm like Marlo Wayne. Like, if you know your work good, just keep on working. You don't gotta worry about stuff like that.
No,
hey, if you know your work, how would you feel if you were never acknowledged?
Yeah, it's still prejudice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And this movie is Straight out of Compton. How are you not going to even have the members of NWA, but you're going to have the people who wrote the screenplay? NWA had to tell them what to write, so how could you not invite them?
All right,
so,
you complain about that, and Marlo Wayne said on NG he ain't been to an Oscar in like 25 years.
What did he say, if he was invited or not? Because some just don't show up.
No.
Well, Ice Cube said if he was nominated, he probably wouldn't have shown up anyway. But I don't think that's true. I think he's just saying that.
Marlo Wayne said he was never invited.
Oh, he wasn't? Well.
Yeah, he
food for thought. We have to think about that or not. But anyway, he said he will be attending the NAACP Image Awards and the SAG Awards, which will be Saturday at 8 p.m. on TNT. This may be happy for you black people. Idris Elba, who was not nominated for the Oscar, is going to be nominated for a SAG Award for the movie Beast of No Nation, so that's good. Some more racist things Jordan's not going to like. Now, Jordan, let me ask you how you feel about this. A white actor is going to be playing Michael Jackson. What you think about that? Yeah, I had to cut the music off on you.
It don't matter. If you do a good job, then go ahead. Go for it. I don't care. I don't care about no racist thing.
I need some realness, Amber and LaRon. Give it to me. What y'all think about that?
I have a problem with that. I have a serious problem with that because Michael Jackson's not white.
Mm-hmm. What you think, LaRon?
No. Yeah, I got a problem with that one, too.
Yeah, okay. I mean, no. Flint. I don't care. I'm saying.
That's just making a black person play Kurt Cobain or Amy Winehouse or something. Like, no, that is not okay.
It's not. I guess because Michael's skin was white, they can get away with it, but they can't. But and it's stupid. It's going to be a British television comedy titled Elizabeth, Michael, and Marlon. Vanessa, how you doing? It will be about Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, and Marlon Brando driving out of New York City together after the 9/11 attack. And the actor's name is Joseph Fiennes, if you want to go off on him. But, yeah, nobody will be watching that, I don't think, so nothing really to worry about.
If he do good, I'll probably watch it. I don't care about the skin color. Like, if they could portray the person real good, I'll watch it.
You have a British television, I guess you could. But let's play Shade or No Shade. I love this game. And I'm going to, it's more, well, let's keep this race thing going since I'm hyped up about it. So Macklemore released a single titled White Privilege 2, and it's about a 9-minute song. In the song, he called out Iggy Azalea and Miley Cyrus. He said, "You exploited and stolen the music, the moment, the magic, the passion, the fashion you toy with. The culture was never yours to make better. You're Miley, you're Elvis, you're Iggy Azalea. Shade or no shade?" I say shade all the way.
Shade.
Shade.
So quadruple shade going on. It looked like it. And I guess he later tried to take it back, but this is one of those things, like you said, it's good shade. Just like at the Golden Gloves, what Taraji was talking about, it's good shade. I mean, it's true. We all know the white people who appropriate, well, like they say, what they call it, the Elvis effect. Like the white people who sing soul music will get accepted by the white people, but the black people who do it, it's a different story. So I say shade, but it's shade for a good reason. And the best thing about it is he's white. So I love it. Another one, Blac Chyna dating Rob Kardashian. I ain't even got to explain that. Shade or no shade? I say shade.
I say no shade.
I'm going to
give this one the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, does that mean shade or no shade? I got one shade so far, and that was mine.